Well, because Papageno said something to me yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, I don't know. I went back and looked at a particular movie last night and found out that I still think it's a great movie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How was your day in the city?
Didn't go.
I had a feeling. Too cold.
It's just didn't go. Didn't go, so... Didn't go.
Okay.
Even though yesterday at 20 degrees with no wind,
yeah,
it felt like 40 degrees. And this morning, I walked out my front door and it was 18 at my house, but it didn't matter. There was 18 and no wind. From the other day, that 18 degrees, it was 25 degrees warmer with no wind. So it was bearable walking out this morning, and it was bearable yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
But I'm still upset, Pat. You know why?
Why are you upset?
We have a great company that comes and plows out the back of our station, and you know, okay, does the walk and does clean. Some of the guys forgot to come back the other day and do what they had to do, and they came back yesterday. And they still forgot to shovel out the garbage cans. Because with that snow and ice now, the garbage cans
are frozen like solid.
They're frozen solid,
yeah,
in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the garbage guys aren't going to, they're going to come and they're going to say, we're not touching these cans. We're not going to wrestle with these cans.
Right.
And if it rains and some of that stuff is left over, you know how slippery it's going to be there? Because that rain falls on the ice that stays, mm-hmm, on the ground. So
right.
Anyways. So we got to call them back today and have them get rid of all that stuff.
Okay. It sounds like a real minor type of thing.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully it will be. We do expect a light wintry mix to come in later today. I'm thinking after 2 o'clock. And by a wintry mix, I mean a little sleet and a little freezing rain. So be careful if you're driving or walking.
That's when the school buses will be coming home.
Yeah. So they have to be a little bit on the careful side. But the thing is that the temperature will be above freezing. So why is it freezing rain? Because the grounds are still cold.
Yeah.
But tonight, it's plain old rain. Because the temps go into the 40s. Get this. Rain tomorrow. I think there's a chance we get to the 50s. In the morning, before the front goes through, we'll fall back to the 40s. And then we'll clear out tomorrow night. We'll be back in the 20s. Low 30s, partly cloudy Friday, some sun on Saturday, also, well, let's say, closer to 30. And then a front comes in on Sunday with snow showers. Could leave a light accumulation, maybe an inch or two, on Sunday. And then back to cold weather. So again, what I see happening right now, how the weather will be characterized, you'll get these clipper lows that will come down out of central Canada, zip along through the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley and zip through the Northeast. Each one will bring with it a band of precipitation, most of which is light, being followed by colder air. Ahead of it, it gets a little milder. Behind it, it gets a little colder. Do I see the makings of a big storm? Not yet. The computers are not showing it. There is what we call a southern branch of the jet stream, and if that were to team up with the northern branch, that's when you get the big storms. Right now, the models just don't know what to do with that. So we're just going to have to sit and wait. It's like a time bomb. Sooner or later, they will get together, shake hands, and there's going to be a big storm. And my thinking is, again, next week or right into the beginning of the new month, which is next week.
Yeah. Well,
so that's a scoop there. So now what movie, I'm curious, what movie did I spark your interest on?
Well, no, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Yeah. And I watched it again.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it really a whole bunch. I really did. I thought...
Really?
I don't know whether it should win an Academy Award, but I just thought it was well done. It was a good, fun movie. And the great thing about it is black Americans or black actors...
Right. I've come a long way.
We're predominant, and the white actors in that movie were the secondary actors.
Right.
And that was very, very groundbreaking.
Yeah.
And they did it in a way where you, unless you really look for it, you didn't even notice it. You know, it's So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. So I think it should be up there. It should be nominated. I don't know whether it should win an award. That's something else. But I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie to watch. So.
Oh, yeah. Again, I enjoyed it too. It just didn't knock me off my seat.
You know, I just think you know, one of the Godzilla films should be getting awards for.
There he goes.
They should. They're great. What when you think of monster movies? I don't care if you're 5 years old or you're 95 years old. What monster do you think about?
Monster movies.
Yeah. When you think about monster movies, movies about monsters, what's the one name that is always there?
I have to say, I'm sorry. I know you're not going to agree with this, but King Kong.
Well, I mean, you could put King Kong there, but Godzilla is always there. There's three you could put there. You could put Godzilla.
Yeah.
You could put King Kong, and you could put maybe the werewolf.
Nah, not as a monster.
But.
I guess so. Yeah.
But Godzilla is king of the monsters.
If you were going to put the werewolf in there, then you got to include Frankenstein and the Mummy.
Yeah, but they would be lower. They would be lower because not everybody knows who Frankenstein and the Mummy is.
How could you not know who Frankenstein is?
Well, there's a lot of people that don't know who Frankenstein is. But the werewolf, because the Werewolf of London, you know, werewolf has stayed contemporary. You know, American Werewolf and stuff like that, where there hasn't been any real Frankenstein or Mummy movie. You know, the Mummy could be there too. But still, Godzilla and King Kong are definitely at the top. But as we'll find out when Godzilla meets King Kong in a movie in a year, Godzilla will be the king of the monsters.
Are you sure of that?
Godzilla is the king of monsters.
But what will this movie eventually end up? Will he be the king or will King Kong be the king?
I think they'll be co-kings. I bet you they'll be co-kings.
You think so?
Yep. I bet you that's the way they'll get out of it. The two will team up to fight some other adverse condition.
Okay.
So.
And that doesn't come out until 2020, right?
Something like that. We got to get through the next, you know, summer's Godzilla movie, and then we'll go after that. I think then it'll go after that.
So. Interesting. As a kid. The monster that frightened me the most as a kid was Frankenstein. I was horrified when they brought the table up and the lightning struck and they brought the table back down. I remember as a kid how scared, yes, how scared I was. Much more than King Kong or Godzilla.
Well, when I was a kid, the person that scared me the most was my grandmother. And then after that was Godzilla.
His grandmother.
Well, you didn't mess with my grandmother. She had a cat and nine tails.
Oh, yeah. My father used to have that.
And I got hit with that once through blue jeans.
Yeah, not pretty.
The blue jeans didn't help at all.
Yeah. Parents wouldn't try that today, would they?
No, they wouldn't. They'd be thrown in jail.
There we go. That's right. My father had it, never used it, as my memory continues. We were pretty good kids. Never used it, but if we were bad, he would take it out and show it to us and say, "Hey, you don't want me to use this on you." So he used it more as a threat than anything else.
I never did what I did ever again in my life.
Really?
Yeah, just in fear that someone else has got one.
Right.
It did put the fear of, not God, the fear of punishment in my mind.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And talking about that, it's time for us to say
goodbye.
Adios amigos.
And I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.